please, sir. Next.
Good day, chap. Wallace Ritchie.
A passport, please, sir.
Thank you. Just flown over from America. I'm an American. It's a new passport. It's not a very good picture. I have a better picture.
Oh, that won't be necessary, sir.
You've got a great accent. Are you from here?
What is the purpose of your visit to this country, sir?
Today is my birthday.
Happy birthday, sir.
Thank you. My brother sent me money this year, so I thought I'd come over and surprise him. He works in the Featherstone Finch Bank. James Ritchie. Do you know him?
Good evening. Guten Abend.
Guten Abend.
Pleased to meet you. Schön dich zu sehen.
Schön dich zu sehen. Schön dich
Very
zu sehen.
Good. Sehr gut.
Ja. How long will you be staying in this country, sir?
That's a very good question.
Yes, I thought so too.
I'd like to see everything, but not have people know I'm a tourist, you know.
Featherstone Finch believes that one of our major strengths, if not our major strength, is our diversity. Is our diversification.
I want to go and see where the Blitz was. I've seen the film. It's incredible.
Half a day.
I want to try that pudding that's made of meat.
Okay.
I want to take one of those double-decker buses and see a lot of stuff.
Half a day.
Night, Eric. I want to see the Queen riding a horse.
Okay.
I think that'd be neat.
All right.
I want to get a suit made.
Okay. 3 weeks. Welcome to Great Britain, Mr. Ritchie.
Thanks very much. And it's Wallace, David.
Thank you.
Which door is in?
I wonder.
All right.
Stupid cat.
Okay, stand by everyone. Client in position.
Stupid
okay, okay, cow. Look, he's nervous, so I want plenty of energy, please. Plenty of energy. Be generous. Okay, stand by the phone, please. Okay, and dial. And curtain up.
Quite far enough.
I mean, and what you're doing, the way you're treating...
Des.
What do you know about it? The thing is, it isn't the way a man should behave,
Otto!
Otto.
Yeah?
Well, what I'm saying is, I'm sure you're quite an...
I don't like it!
Don't push your luck, Otto! He's got a black belt, haven't you? Go on, tell him, Johnny.
Yes. I've got a black belt. In karate.
Oh, yeah? Well, karate, stop this thing! What are you going to do there?
Put the gun down, Otto. Put it down, or we'll have to take you in.
Call the police. Was it you? Johnny? No. Johnny,
No.
Yeah? You want to take me?
Don't
here?
Don't you?
Yeah.
Put the gun down.
Stay here. You're going to have to catch me. No.
Otto, drop the gun.
Come on.
Second police unit, they've just left the building. They've turned left and are heading towards you. Okay, I will follow at a discreet distance. Stand by, man with dog.
Wow, exciting stuff. Now, tickets aren't cheap, but neither are the thrills in London's newest interactive theatre experience, the Theatre of Life. They're real streets, real rooms, and if you've got a sense of adventure, you can be a real star for a night. You don't even have to learn your lines.
Bambi.
With a little help from your fellow actors, you just
Bambi.
Improvise as you go along.
Our major strength is diversification.
Oh, my God, that can't be there.
No. Consuela, the door. I ordered some more champagne from Harris. Our major strength is diversity. Our major strength is diversification. We've got our fingers in many pies.
Sis, let's have a hug. Oh, look at you. You're a sweet little pocket rocket. What fun. I thought he had an uptight English gal.
No, I'm Mrs. Ritchie. Can I help you?
You're Barbara?
I'm Mrs. Ritchie, and this is our maid. Is that our champagne?
No, it's just some shirts and socks and a couple pairs of jeans.
Oh, my God!
I know this guy.
Oh, Wally!
Hey.
Wally!
Hey. Look at you! Look at you. You're still the ugly brother, my God.
Barbara, this is my brother, Wally.
Oh, hello. Pleased to meet you.
Sorry to scare you like that.
No, what are you doing? here?
Well, today's my birthday, and I thought you might not remember, so I came over to get my presents here.
Oh, happy birthday. Consuela, set another place for dinner.
Great idea. No, bad idea. Wally can't be here tonight.
Well, why not? He seems very sweet.
He is sweet.
Yeah, but
he's not the kind of guy you drop into the middle of a boring business dinner. With Wally, you need a sense of humor.
Oh, right, and we've got Germans coming for dinner tonight.
Exactly.
They might find him interesting being in the film industry.
Oh, well not, it's not exactly the film industry.
It is, and it isn't. It is.
I'm with Blockbuster in Des Moines, Barbara.
Oh, so you're not a producer?
Not exactly. No, not at all, really.
No way.
It's just something I say to people.
Something we all say. It's a family thing.
It's just something that I say.
It's a joke.
Right, then. Perhaps we'll just get rid of you for the night, shall we?
No, we won't. Not tonight. It's his birthday.
Oh.
Get rid of him now.
Well, what sort of thing do you think he'd like? Drama or musical?
Oh, he likes it all. He wanted to be an actor. He got the lead in our high school play, but on opening night, I never thought anybody could forget so much so fast without a severe blow to the head.
Oh, damn, then this won't work.
What?
Theatre of Life. It was on TV just now. One of those sort of audience participation things.
Oh, that sounds really embarrassing.
Pity. 3.5 hours long.
Sounds really embarrassing.
Oh, Wally, this is London. This is Theaterland. This is the hottest ticket in town.
I won't have to go up on the stage, will I?
No. They'll call you and tell you who you are and where you go and help you make up the rest. There's nothing even to forget. Can I see the hat?
No?
No.
I wish we could hang out. It's my birthday.
I tell you what. I was saving these for the dinner party. Ambassadors. Finest smokes you can buy. You and I'll fire them up when you get back.
Havana.
Yeah.
Birthday cigar.
That'll be them.
It's early. I already laid out 117 pounds.
50.
What's that in real money?
Pick up the phone.
Spencer.
They want Spencer.
Oh, that's your character name. Go on, say something back. Go on.
Hello.
Number 6, Bishop's Muse. The back door is open. The girl is upstairs. Radio contact only from now on. And Spencer, this time, remember to flush. Out.
What would they say?
Remember to flush.
They were supposed to give you an address.
6 Bishop's Mews, England.
It's right around the corner. Come on.
I'll drop you off.
It's going to be great.
Who is this?
I'm in the flat across the street. You can see me in the window. Help me, please.
Get off there. You stupid cow.
You get 1 finger on me and I'll call you police.
Call the police now. Hey, go on. Bang on cue. Your favorite job.
Johnny, tell him he can't talk to you like that. Tell him to go to hell. Oh, tell him anything you want.
Yeah, tell me anything you want. Come on! Do you know what your problem is? Apart from being a really ugly bastard. Come on! You big pansy! Come on, give us your best shot, mouse balls!
Excuse me. Ollie?
Hello? Why have you stopped people? Is there a problem here?
Okay, break a leg. Gotta go.
Okay, later. All right, have fun. Wait a second.
But what am I supposed to do when this is over, though? I have no idea where I am.
Take my phone. And when the show's completely over, around 11:30, no hurry, call me. And I'll come pick you up, and we'll be smoking those ambassadors by midnight.
Yay. Gotta be my birthday. Still 11:59 the latest.
11:59. Knock them dead, big brother.
No problem. There'll be bodies all over the place.
Okay.
Got any spare change, mate?
I'm sorry, but I don't have any of your money.
You sure about it?
No, no, I'll give you it. No, what I do have American money, which is just as good.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Nobody told me we already started. All right, just go back to give me your money or whatever the heck.
Oh. Just give me the money or I'll cut you.
All right, let me just do my line first, okay? Please don't kill me, man. I'll give you anything. I'll give you all the money I got. I'll give you everything. I'll give you... I ain't got no jewelry, man. I just got a couple of kids. I got a couple of kids and I didn't expect me to come home tonight. They don't want to see their daddy dead on the streets of work.
I don't want to kill you.
I'm sorry. I was not prepared for any of this stuff.
Just give me the money.
Not yet. One more. You know, it's getting so that decent people can't even go out on the street anymore without scum like you trying to step on whatever's decent in this world. But you know something? Your type are just going to be the kind of crap that sticks to the bottom of a good man's loafer. I am stinking the place up. Would you please take this wallet and let's go on to the next scene, okay?
Yeah. Come on. Come on. You take these a bloody nut.
Hey, all right, now
come back with my wallet. Stop, thief! I know how much is in there. I want it back after.
Herr Schuster and Frau Schuster, my wife Felicity, you already know.
How do you do?
Wonderful to see you again.
Rupert Witherington, our chief overseas expert.
How do you do?
And his wife, Fiona.
Delighted.
Sylvia.
So my darling daughter, Barbara.
Pleased to meet you. So pleased you could come.
Very pleased to meet you.
My son-in-law and our host for this evening, James Ritchie.
Guten Abend.
Oh, guten Abend.
Schon dich zu sehen. I'm very pleased to meet you, too.
Mr. Ritchie.
Yes.
Mr. Ritchie, your brother's on the telephone.
Oh. Wally, please don't tell me it's over.
I just got mugged. Two guys with knives took my wallet. I got nervous. They were so nervous.
Listen, I can't talk now.
I can't talk either. I got to do the scene with the girl now.
Great. Do it with the girl and have a wonderful time. See you later.
Hey, how you doing? Man.
I've made some martinis. Here's the little boy and brings them up to me.
Yes, he did.
You American? What are you, CIA? Mafia?
Both.
Well, I often wondered what death would look like, but I didn't think he'd look like you.
Too scary?
Are you going to bring me that martini, or do I have to suck it out of the glass from here?
No, I'll bring it over.
Do you think I look silly in this outfit? I could take it off if you'd like.
No. It's good silly. Yeah.
Then do I get a last request?
You mean like a cigarette or something?
I had something more substantial in mind.
A cigar?
Now you're boasting.
Oh, I'm sorry. I am so sorry. Are you all right? Oh, well, you were going for the gun. Here, I didn't mean to. Here, take it. Take it.
Oh, no. I'm not playing that game. You sick bastard.
Did I break your nail?
If you're going to shoot me, just do it. Just do it. Go on. Just bloody well do it. Go on, then.
I don't know if I really have to.
But if you do, you'll never find the letters. Blackmailing a government minister can be very profitable. You and I could be very, very rich.
So no death scene. What do we do now?
He's our esteemed Minister of Defense.
Perfect.
I think you should get rid of him.
But you and I, we have more to do together.
Sure.
So what's your name?
Lorelei. They call me Laurie. What's yours?
Spencer.
Spencer what?
They just said Spencer.
Well, good luck, Mr. Spencer.
Thanks, Lorelei.
Hurry back.
Looking for something?
My glasses. I was visiting a friend. Who are you?
Spencer. And I know who you are, too. Gilbert.
Well, if you do, then you better get out of here fast before I call the police.
Okay. Let's have a scene with the Bobbies. Let's get them all in here. I'll tell them the whole thing.
What whole thing?
The whole plot thing.
What plot thing?
She told me about the letters.
Letters? What letters?
The letters. She told me about. I know all about the letters. How do you think I know? She told me. That's how I found out.
Sent you, didn't he?
Maybe.
Well, how do I know that you are who you say you are?
Oh, yeah. I got this.
And of course you are. Dear God, look, I'll give you anything you want. Just name your price.
Okay. 20.
20?
50.
50? I'll have to make a call.
Get away from that doll! Well, that was loud.
Yeah. How do they do that?
Take this. It's all the money.
I will give it some more. Gilbert, I stepped out of the scene. I really will. It was just a loud noise. I'm afraid of loud noises.
Come on, let's do it again. Let's take it from the top. Hey, you've done something with your hair.
Where's Gilbert? I heard a shot.
Gilbert's gone.
Oh, no.
You cut it.
Look, when I said get rid of him, I didn't mean...
This is a very nice look for you.
Thanks. Why don't you look out the front and see if it's clear?
Sure.
Mr. Gurley. Where are the letters?
Coming.
Help me!
Yeah, coming. Door's locked.
Get it
in! It's solid. It's not false or anything.
Don't you kill me!
Okay, all right. Here, Johnny!
Hi!
Oh, what have we here? Conveniently found a mallet outside, but I'm going to swap it for this one, okay?
All right, punk. I guess the question you got to ask yourself today is, do I feel lucky? Well, punk, do you?
You'll never show your face on this news again.
Come on. I gotta get out of here. Come on. Go, go, go.
I know, but I thought I could get the letters and then some bloody maniac called Spencer, who says he works for you, fired a pistol at me. Listen, we are too close to let this fall apart.
No, listen.
Hawkins! Hawkins, there's a loose cannon out there and I want this dealt with immediately.
Hawkins, this time next week these lights will be flashing all across Russia. This room will be alive again with happy voices and the patter of little feet. Voices from across Europe being monitored and decoded. The feet of agents rushing in with urgent communiques, the new funding, new equipment, new weapons, new poisons. Happy days, Hawkins. Happy days.
Yes, Sir Roger. It seems there's a bit of a problem with Spencer and the girl.
Problem?
Embleton tried to collect the letters himself. Spencer tried to shoot him.
Shoot him?
Embleton says he seemed a trifle unhinged.
But what about the girl? This is totally unacceptable. 0 hour is a mere 3 hours and 12 minutes away.
Possible. Mere 3 hours, 11 minutes till 0 hour?
Keep calm, Sergei. We'll send in the plumbers to flush Spencer.
No. I call in buddies from deep cover.
Boris Blavatsky. The maniac who decapitated poor old Ponsonby in Helsinki. Boris the Butcher.
Nice. Phone for your love.
Thank you, sweetie.
I know you, Sergei Nikolaevich. There's more to this than just dirty letters.
Why so gloomy? It's better than being butcher.
I like being butcher. You know exactly who you are killing. And why.
What impresses me most during our visits to Germany are his people. There's a warmth, a quiet charm. Yes. Everyone welcomes you with open arms.
They'll show you in Germany.
Downtown Brussels.
Wally.
Hello, everybody. Jimmy's brother. Don't get up.
What happened?
We need a place to lie low for a while. I thought this place would be safe.
Wallace, when did you introduce us to your friend?
Oh, everybody? This is Lori. She's the defense minister's call girl.
Bastard!
Ow! Hey. Ow, that really hurt.
I suppose I should have called her an actress. Wow, she's great. Jimmy paid for the whole thing. Anyway, I should go, I suppose.
Okay, bye.
We got these smutty letters we're going to blackmail some guy with.
Okay. Okay.
So, later, huh?
See ya. What line of work is your brother in?
He's in the movie business.
Yeah.
The movie business, of course.
Look, I'm sorry. I was a little insensitive. But I'm a hitman.
I'm only going to say this once. I'm not a call girl. I met Gilbert. He liked giving me money. I needed it. So I let him, okay?
Was that us here? How do you people do it? You poke yourself in the eye? Or are you thinking right now, my dog is dead?
What's the matter with you? You enjoying this?
Enormously. My dog is dead. My dog is dead. Sure, quiet size. Last time we split up, you ended up locking the door on me and getting strangled. Let's go in together.
You don't trust me, do you? Say it. Go on, say it.
I don't trust you? Wait. I don't trust you. Oh, I should ask you. Are we all going to stay afterwards and clean up? Whoa. I think Goldilocks, or it's all spicy. Did you pay your light bill? To get you? You got both of us.
I've never seen a dead body before.
I've seen lots of them, but this is...
What are you doing?
Well, you gotta check and see, you know, just how dead they are. You know, you can be sure a guy could be able to catch this! I'm impressed.
You are so twisted.
I would think you'd be impressed by the kind of concentration and focus that is being... Oh, man!
I feel sick. Do you think you trust me to go to the loo?
The loo. Off to the loo with you. I know you work together and everything, but if I could find these letters before she does, I think it'd be a real hoot. How about a clue? Do you know anything about this girl? Is she going out with anybody in the cast?
Spencer, are you there, Spencer?
Do that again.
Spencer, what's going on? Are you receiving me? Spencer!
You jerk, you got a radio.
Spencer, come in immediately. This is a 4220.
Cool. Hello, Spencer here. Have no fear. What's your 20, good buddy?
What's he talking about? Why is he using that ridiculous American accent?
Cover.
Ask him if he's eliminated the girl.
Spencer, did you take the girl to the bathroom?
No. She went to the loo by herself.
By herself? Suicide.
Finally, a spot of luck. Ask him if he's disposed of the body.
Spencer, did you flush?
Well, I think she's going to do that, don't you, pal?
I'll ask her.
Lori?
He's talking to her.
She's still in the bowl.
Maybe he tried to flush her, but she floated back up.
Tell him to flush her. Spencer knows how to deal with floaters. Tell him to use the plunger or we're sunk.
Oh, no.
Listen here, Spencer. You have to recycle the waste. I don't know if we've mentioned it, but there's a time limit on this evening's operation.
Well, I figure you got to tie up all your loose ends by 11:30 at the latest.
Did you tell him? Of course not. I say, Spencer, how did you arrive at that hour specifically?
Well, for one thing, I know a couple guys who are hoping to fire up some big ambassadors at 11:59.
Disaster. Disaster. He knows every detail.
Keep talking, sir. The plumbers will be there in a minute now.
You know, I think I've screwed you guys completely up. I'm way off the script. I probably should have gone into the bathroom with her and flushed her and everything else.
Spencer, can
I... I'm just going to recycle her now, and we'll go from there, okay?
Spencer.
Okay?
Spencer.
Over
Spencer,
now.
Come in, Spencer.
Lori? Lori, we know you're out there.
So you've decided to recycle me after all.
Yeah, I think it'll be a little bit easier. A lot less confusion for everyone.
Sure, all right.
Thank you. Okay, over here then. All right, say cheese.
See the final letters.
Oh, my God, what have I done? From 3 feet, I missed you.
I thought that was it.
We do? Oh, great.
Come on.
Very good news.
Excuse us.
I'd just like to do one thing, okay? I'll be right down. I just have to say, I have a lot more appreciation for what you people go through. Thanks. Nice work. Oh, the letters. You are the best. Thanks for making it fun. Hey! Bell call. Look what I found.
You're not going to give them to me, are you?
No.
You know, for half a second back there, I thought I saw a real human being.
Nobody asked me to be a human being. Well, then why don't we change it?
Change it?
What were you going to do with these letters? I can help you.
And why would you do that?
Because I'd much rather be a good guy.
You're not just acting?
Well, we both are. In the theater of life, I mean.
suppose we are.
You know, I'm helping you out and everything, but I'm not a completely good guy. There's something I want, and you're going to have to let me do it.
So it's like that, is it?
Yeah, I'm afraid so.
Typical man.
Oh, that feels good. Thanks a lot. It was really kind of you to let me drive. So, partner, what are you going to do with your share of the money?
I'm going to get out of here for a start. I'm going to go to New York. I'm going to buy a flat. And I'm going to study acting.
You don't need acting school. Heck, you're a natural.
I think so.
No, so.
On the side! On the side!
He's good.
Yes, Brennan, the stars are out tonight as statesmen and celebrities roll up to celebrate the signing of the Midnight Peace Accord by the leaders of Russia and of Great Britain. After many months of shuttle diplomacy and behind-the-scenes negotiations...
Hello. Listen, Sergei. You said kill Spencer, kill girl, and get letters. You said nothing about American Superman.
Dagenhurst here.
You did not tell me about American agent.
Say again.
Don't play with me, Sir Roger, if we cannot trust each other. How can we bring back Cold War together?
Now, listen here, comrade. I know nothing about any American agent. If you're afraid that your pinpoint bomb can't take out the top table, you might at least have the guts to tell me.
Russian explosive is perfect. Will destroy everything in 5-meter circle and nothing outside. Maybe you do not trust made in Britain timing mechanism.
If your chap Boris has botched the job, I'm sure that my...
What is it, Hawkins?
I have the plumbers on the radio, sir. They say an American killed Spencer, kidnapped the girl, grabbed the letters and got away.
Does that just bite it? Hello, Sergei. I think we may have a bit of a problem.
Police! Quick, turn lights on!
The lights on!
License?
Relax, relax. The van is kosher.
Real cops?
Kaponik, it could be Gilbert's men. We gotta lose him. Move it. Move it!
I'd love to.
No, we gotta rock one here now. Keep following.
Okay, now we're gonna stop here. Oh, sorry. Coming through.
I follow.
Follow, no follow, you cretin.
This man is rubbish.
It's not the van. This man is good. He's very good.
Oh, man. Look at your old car chase. You get the smashed down stuff.
You guys can't be making a dime on this.
Get a gun recover!
What's he on?
This is great!
Oh, here comes trouble.
Don't exhale.
Not you!
You want me to call it a backup or what?
What, for a bloody mini? You must be joking.
Oh, my life, I'm going to do this.
I've always wanted to do that.
Yeah,
me too.
That's going to cost him.
Oops, sorry, horse ahead.
absolutely bloody brilliant.
Oh, come on. I'm starting to feel sick. Sod this. Hang on, Bill. Clench your buttocks.
Where'd they go?
That was fun.
You know, tomorrow night, I want to go this way, like that way. I don't think it's fair for these guys because they can't possibly stay with me. Going, you know, right to left.
Ooh, I like mine.
You know, I think I saw his face in a dream somewhere.
Would you mind stepping out of the car, please, sir?
You want to tell me what you think you were doing, sir?
Well, back in the straightaway, 95.
I could have gone faster, but I'd have lost you.
You too, young lady.
I hope you gentlemen are secure in your work, because my husband's on very urgent business for the government.
Oh, really?
You better stop staring at my legs, too, otherwise he's going to get really jealous. Come on.
And can I see your driving license, sir?
No, you may not! Because the guys in the first scene have already taken it. But I will show you my two-way radio with which you may communicate directly with my superiors.
Breaker, breaker. Calling out there, good buddy, for that big old HQ. Come on, back to me.
Very funny, sir. Do you mind if I help myself to a cigarette while I'm waiting for Scotty to beam me up?
Or knock yourself out.
Yes, come in. We're receiving you.
Go ahead, say hi.
Hello?
Who is this?
This is Police Constable Cochrane from Shepherd's Bush.
What are you doing using one of our communicators, Cochrane?
Well, this gentleman refused to show me any identification.
Of course he didn't show you any identification, you bloody idiot. He's a secret agent. Now put me on to him at once.
Oh, I'm sorry, sir.
It's all right. You're just doing your job. Proud of you. Mrs. Spencer.
So you're still calling yourself that, are you?
I think I just might until 11:30. How he mocks us.
What do you want?
Would you excuse me for just one second?
Of course.
May I step out of character for just 1 minute?
I wish you would.
Tell me. I think the reason my brother got me into this was to impress the Germans. And if it ends here with the police, I don't think he's going to be happy.
But I think we can offer you a more rewarding scenario than the police can provide.
Great.
Fabulous. Will you give us a moment to confer? How much have we left in the slush fund?
$1.5 million, sir.
And Sergei? It's
the same. But if we arrange a meeting, we could simply agree.
They're fixing it.
These handcuffs are great. The ones I've got have got that chain in the middle. Do you know the ones I mean?
Oh, yeah, the old ones.
I love these.
So what's the pay like, then?
I pay all your expenses, your license to kill, but there's a downside.
What's that?
Torture.
There's the women, though.
Well, they're nice after the torture, believe me.
It's not much of a car they've given you, though, is it?
Oh, it's a piece of crap. I got an Aston Martin.
Had trouble with the surface-to-air missiles, so it's in the shop.
This will not be easy. Man has connections.
Come in, Spencer.
Mrs. Spencer.
He'll give you $3 million in unmarked bills for the letters.
$3 million.
Yes.
I guess we'll take it.
Be in the lobby of the Grand Plaza, London, in 20 minutes.
Yep, keep it coming, folks. Yep.
Never mind.
Thank you, bloke.
Get a load of all of this.
What's that?
Three allergies. Yeah, actually, it's a powerful agent, which sharpens my senses, yet deadens my emotions.
I could do with some of that sometimes.
Well, what about our story? Are we just a doomed couple? We have to be Bonnie and Clyde? Can't it be like The Getaway? Couldn't it be like that?
Could be.
You're acting.
I'm not acting. Are you?
Honestly, I can't act. I can do action.
Believe our major strength is diversity. Leave it, darling. The machine will get it. And diversity,
James,
if I may say so.
I just kissed the girl I was with earlier, and she's got lips like your sofa.
Is Deutsches, Globus,
talk about
Industrials.
Big car comfort. Wow. And
middle
it wasn't
name.
Just a kiss, kiss.
The past 5 years has seen astonishing worldwide growth.
Like
with sexports, exports increased by 700%.
I want to do this every single day I'm here.
Expanded.
Either that with her tongue or she's got three lips.
Holy moly. A truly remarkable record. If you'll excuse me for just 1 minute.
Well, what's the problem?
Not a problem, but you know those ambassadors? Do you think maybe we could smoke them over here where I am at the Grand Plaza London? Because it's already 10:30, and I really would like to smoke them on my day.
I can't do that. Listen, do you think maybe we could have those smokes tomorrow night?
I say, old chap, do you have time?
Yes, 10:30. Yo, matey, you just stabbed me with your pen. Daddy, may I please borrow the keys to the station wagon?
Wally?
Hello. Theater of Life.
Yes, this is Mr. Ritchie. My brother Wallace is doing one of your shows.
Wait there, sir. It's Ritchie. Trace this call.
Listen, I just want to ask you about
sir,
a very...
We're very anxious to question your brother in connection with a murder.
Right, right. And the call girl, too. I know. I paid for the whole thing.
Mr. Ritchie, this is Chief Inspector Coben.
Okay, so now you're the chief. Listen, chief, could you please just step out of character for just a minute?
Well, I don't think you realize the seriousness of the situation.
Am I talking to an actor now or a human being?
Neither, sir. I'm a policeman.
Okay. Okay, fine, Mr. Policeman. Listen, I need to buy some more time and I'll pay you handsomely for it.
Are you attempting to bribe a police officer?
What are you... Do you torture everybody like this or just Americans? Look, Mr. Shakespeare. Yes. Yes, I want to bribe you. Is the Prime Minister there? I'll bribe him. I'll bribe anybody who will talk to me. He invented the damn language. Talk to me. No wonder you people lost the empire. And you know what? Scotland's next. Yes or no? Yes or no? You socialist, artsy, fartsy little dweeb.
Mr. Ritchie, sir.
Okay. Fine. You won't help us? It's not a problem. We'll do something else. Thank you.
American. Johnny, it's just a hunch, but I think we might be dealing with some sort of right-wing extremist, what have you. Did you trace that call?
I'm an actor.
Right. Did you trace that call?
Yes, sir. 40 Overbridge Square.
Right. Charlie, call out the armed response unit. I want this thing crushed right now.
Thanks, Mr. Quill. These actors don't want to stop.
No, Mr.
Ritchie. No! No!
and the theatre community at large are asking what went wrong with the Theatre of Light tonight.
The police are anxious to interview a Mr. Wallace Ritchie, an American, dark, about 6 foot, and believed to be armed and extremely dangerous.
Ah, there you are, Jane.
Oh, there you are, finally. Yes, indeed. But before we continue, I'm going to pop down to the cellar. There's a nice bottle of port. Darling, we've already got a bottle of port. Very true. But it's very dark down there, and it might take me a few minutes. But I'll be back with the port. And the car keys. Oh, dear.
Who's wearing Old Spice?
Shut up!
I found letters.
But he have no identification.
Of course not, idiot. He's a professional. Everybody wants to check minibar. Go away!
It's the plumbers.
Those sons of bitches blew up my Nikita in 79.
Ah, Nikita was vicious.
Forget about your dog. He's in a better place anyway. Open the door.
Easy for you to say. It's my dog, not your dog.
One.
Let go of me, you Spencer.
Hi.
Get off me.
Hi. I thought you were going to stay in the car.
What?
Why am I going to stay in the car?
This is busier than my butcher shop.
Go away.
Sergei Nikolaevich, open up.
Oh. Don't shoot. Good to see you. So, here we have our man in the flesh.
Sergei Nikolaevich, how am I supposed to do my work?
Stop complaining. Give me the mic.
So, this is him in the flesh. Where are the letters?
Spencer, do something. Those are my letters, you bloody
bastard.
Here comes Sir Roger. We are overdue for banqueting room.
Splendid.
I think we begin with soft tissue.
Mr. Prime Minister, Mr. President, distinguished guests, my lords, ladies, and gentlemen, it's my duty and privilege to welcome you this evening. Now, before that historic moment at midnight when the peace accord is signed between our two countries, we shall be treated to music and dance that seek to embody the souls of these two great nations.
Paris. Before torture, we tried true theorem. Yes?
Please?
Okay.
Are you a member of our frequent renters club?
We would like to be.
We have a two-night rental policy. If a tape stays out longer than that, you're not charged the extra $1.50 per night.
What is your real name?
Wallace Ritchie.
Who is paying for all this?
My brother Jimmy. He's trying to impress the Germans. So he gave me this for my birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Thank you.
Who are you all working for?
Blockbuster Video, Des Moines, Iowa.
Who you are working for?
Blockbuster Video, Des Moines, Iowa.
Damn. They train them so well. I'll give him antidote.
I do it the old-fashioned way.
I beat it out of him.
Oops. He's real pain.
Idiot.
I have antidote here.
That is so refreshing. May I have one of those when we're all finished, please?
Who else knows about these letters, Mr. Ritchie?
Oh, please don't call me by my real name. It destroys the reality I'm trying to create here.
Who are the goddamn Germans?
Time out. I hate to break out of character, but you cannot shout into a person's ear. It does damage. If you know, the spinning I don't mind. I didn't... Boris, it's so big.
Bodies,
Please.
Boris?
Please. Not like Ponsonby, Helsinki.
It's fun for you, but we have to clean up after. Please.
Please.
Yes. We do have to do clean up after? Always. You're right.
Sometimes it's foolish to be so brave. You leave us no alternative. I will call Dr. Ludmila Kropotkin. She will take care of you.
The evil lady torturer? Bring her in here!
I think even perhaps you are not brave enough for taste of her medicine.
I'm not ticklish.
Uri, get the rubber sheets.
Yes, boss.
And watch that man.
Yes, boss.
You not sniff on Houston.
Boris's allspice is lingering. You think we could open up the window a little bit? Hey, vodka. Be a guy. See that nasal spray? Could you pass me over a couple of snoots worth, please?
He's poisoned, maybe.
Ah, good. Give him. Maybe we'll finish game.
I need one on each side.
Wait.
Okay.
Tilt. Let me tilt. It's not sealed on, right? A better seal.
Deeper.
Look. Wait, stop. Stop.
Yeah.
Stop.
Yeah.
Get you back in hollow. Get you back. No, don't do that. Stop. Don't push it in. I always wait. God, no. Just now it's too far. Just squeeze it. Squeeze. Wait. Squeeze it.
Ooh, that's better.
Fabulous.
Damn it. You clumsy. What you doing? Come on, don't joke.
A great, great spill. I still need my stuff, though. You stay there. I'll get it. Oh, come on. Now, really? I know you do this every night. You can get a little boring, but you've got to give 100%. All right, so now I've got to figure out how to escape. Okay, I'm going to show you what 100% looks like. I'm right there. Where's that big toy of yours?
Lori, am I good or am I good?
He's done it again.
My God, you're good.
Thank you.
You gonna untie me?
Oh, yeah. Ah, sorry.
Hurry up before they come back.
Dr. Ludmila, we are ready for you now.
always have to go out the window. I guess it's more dramatic, I guess.
What?
But it's kind of a Starsky and Hutch thing, isn't it? Hey, where's our special scars?
Whoa! God!
Stop joking. I risked my life. I waited for you. I didn't have to, you know.
Well, why did you tonight?
Don't make me say it now.
Well, what about the money? We can't just rewrite the whole script, can we?
Can't we? Is the money so important?
Well, without the money, what the heck we got going on?
Less than I thought, obviously. Now, come on, Albert. If you don't say it, it won't work. What are you?
I'm a very naughty boy.
Good.
Oh.
What are you?
I'm a very naughty boy.
No. Sorry. Don't mind me. You know, if you hold that a bit lower down, you get more of a flick. Thank you. What are you?
I'm a very naughty boy.
Oh. If Phyllis and Finch were to move 40 million of Globus's assets to, Tonga, I...
Look at the floor! Get your arms behind your back! Look at the floor!
Right. Where's Mr. Ritchie? Where's Mr. Ritchie? Where's Mr. Ritchie?
Mr. Ritchie, he go for port.
Which port?
I think she means...
Shut up, you! Which port?
He go for port in his car.
Control. Green one. Suspect Ritchie heading for unspecified port. Over.
Control to special branch. I want an all ports alert effective immediately. Repeat, close all ports.
Wally?
Hi, Jimmy. I'm the only one standing on a ledge. Jimmy?
Oh, my God.
I'm stuck.
Don't move.
I won't. I can't.
I'm coming, Wally.
I'm...
All right.
Oh, no.
They're gone. Come on, Jimmy. They're gone. Here. Come here. Hold me.
Okay.
We'll try from other side.
Stop! What happened?
He went out window, boss.
You have beans.
He jumped us. He's not human.
Neither am I. Get him!
Yes, boss.
A nasty wicked boy. A nasty...
Jimmy? Jimmy?
Get him from downstairs.
Wally. Wally.
Jimmy.
Where are you?
I'm here on the ledge.
What's going on, Wally?
Jimmy, my leading lady came out here on the ledge, and I think I broke her heart. And so I followed her, you know, and she came out here and she went down to this next room.
There's a hallway. We can walk.
Yeah. Not very theatrical, though.
Wally, I'm so sorry. This isn't theater.
It's all right. You just don't get it. It's experimental.
This is serious.
Yeah, it's raw. Very raw. Very...
Oh, no, 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 no. It's real. It's so real.
Get him off! Get him off! Get him off!
I'm glad you came, because I think you're going to like it. You missed! You missed again! Not by much,
though. Ow.
Hold it. Hold it. Time out. Time out.
I got got something in my eye, Jagoff!
Gonzalo! Oh, God!
Guys! Let me get my safety! No!
I guess I got the drop on Dr. Ludmilla Kropotkin. Get that thing away from that little boy's butt.
Drop it!
You right, son?
Yes, I do.
Out of
just wait because he... Yeah, I would like Laurie's £3 million, please, or Dr. Ludmilla Kropotkin
will die.
I am Ludmilla Kropotkin.
Keep back, he's a dangerous man. He might have bomb.
Okay, plan B then.
Lobby, please.
I'll just get her letters for her then, huh?
Don't worry. Even he cannot penetrate ballroom for letters.
Help! I'm being abducted. You've got to...
Oh, you're together.
He's the brother.
Good. Take him into bowels of hotel in case of screaming. I go after the brother.
One false move and the doctor's going to get a taste of her own medicine. You got it. Relax. We're actors.
Oh, Achmig. Oh, please. I'm not a doctor. I'm a manicurist. It's our anniversary. Good to see.
Yeah, I'd like to believe that. From one of the most dangerous women in the world. I suppose you were involved with that business in Helsinki with Ponsonby, huh? Did you get your kicks, doctor? Huh?
We were just having a little fun.
Yeah, you had your fun. And he got his head sent home in a freezer bag.
The key is really to listen, to feel it, and then respond as if it were really happening.
Right.
You can do it. Break a leg.
Help, please.
Help.
She's a killer. Please.
She's dead.
What's wrong?
It's our anniversary.
We are kidding.
We are only actors.
What? It's just acting.
Oi!
All right, then.
Sorry, sir, you can't go down there without the security pass.
Russian Secret Service.
I need to see your security pass.
Happy now?
All right.
No pass, no entry, I'm afraid.
I am looking for a tall American.
Aren't we all, dear? But we've got a show to put on, in case you didn't notice. Thank you. Wait out. We have all these swans together. Thank you. And you'd be Mr. Nikolai, I presume. Would you stop playing with those and get into the rest of the costume?
I'm not supposed to be in costume.
We are performing tonight, aren't we?
Well, yeah, but...
Then get with it! Go before the public in less than 2 minutes.
Oh, I don't think I'm ready for that. Yeah, my brother said I wouldn't have to...
Spare me the prima donna act. It's really not the time. Nikolai's come in from the cold, everyone. On stage, please.
We know that you and your German friends are financing all operations. Your brother told us.
Look, I'm a banker. I'm mortgaged to the hilt. I can't finance anything. The longer you keep me here, the less I'm worth.
Let's have a little fun with electricity, shall we?
Oh.
My lords, ladies and gentlemen, the Bavalchik dancers from Russia will perform a dance symbolizing man's growth from infancy to adulthood.
Opa!
Maurice Leonard.
Ivanovich, come quickly.
Okay, I bring dart gun. Then it's curtains for Spencer.
Close friend of the Minister of Defense.
Really? And my mum knows the Queen of Sheba.
Gilbert!
Oh! Hello! Hello!
Maybe we should get out while we can. If she could bring money.
Yes, get Rasputin's money now.
Oh, great. I just wish my brother could be here. He's missing everything. Just the stuff.
You idiot. Go and get the brother now.
Please don't go anywhere. I want to talk to you both after the show.
Ha 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 ha!
I will kill us all.
Very much.
Two bags worth.
Whoa. Hey.
Woo.
Where's Lori? You know she saw the show? Got her money. Got it like that.
Love the hat.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. Can you keep a secret? I'm going to take this little souvenir on my big day. This has been a total hoot.
Hey, I'm afraid he's a little groggy, but he's fine.
Hey. Well, welcome back, stranger. Hey, take a load off.
Can I get you some tea, old chap?
Please.
One lump or two?
No lumps. What have you been doing? I was tortured.
Great! They make it fun.
What?
You know what they're signing, Sergei? The death knell of our dreams. We'll have to set up a half.
Okay.
Ready?
Did you see what I did?
No.
In front of all these people, I had a solo. I had the entire crowd just eating out of my hand.
No, is that what you were wearing?
Maybe they made a tape.
I'm so proud of you. I want to be just like you, Wally. You know, when I was back in that room, I thought I was going to die. My whole life passed before my eyes, and I realized I've cared about all the wrong things. I've cared about money and success and getting to the top, prestige. And at the end of the day, there's a big guy with a mustache standing behind you.
Yeah, well, maybe you'll feel better if you could see this tape. Really behind me?
Really?
You're everywhere.
This one. It's for you, buddy.
Bang!
It's a joke. Look, from KGB to Paris, fastest gun in the East. But there can only be one fastest gun. And now it's you. I salute you. Doreen and me, we go open butcher shop. But you will always be my brother.
Nothing in here but silly money.
What were you looking for?
I lost my souvenir doll.
But you really don't care about money at all, do you?
It's not real. The doll was beautiful.
How's this for a souvenir?
Roger, you don't suppose maybe dogs?
Oh, they be dogs. This is the one he picked for himself. Terrible-looking thing. Her stomach looks like her ass.
Is her ass, you idiot? Give it to me.
That was like an explosion.
Should we try it again?
Yes. Do you have insurance?
Did you see this? We were right there. We could have been killed. It says this mystery guy was equal parts brilliant cunning and sheer testosterone.
Well, they were right about the second part.
Time out.
All right, Pinkman. Now.
Compliments of the house, sir.
Oh, my gosh.
You people are so nice.
Do you eat the flour?
Sir.
I'm sorry.
Oh, the nose, too. That's the worst. Here, get a towel.
Hey, come on, get a towel.
Oh. Did that make contact?
Oh, my gosh.
Because don't tie myself.
You okay?
Ah, yeah. It's another one of these Old Spice guys.
Impressive performance, Mr. Spencer.
Sorry about the little test, but we did have to be sure.
Only one candidate in 1,000 even detects the Amazonian arrow frog toxin, much less incapacitates the messenger.
And it's very rare that we even approach a candidate until we've auditioned him for 12 or 18 months. But the other night,
we witnessed the birth of a superstar. We'd like you to join the team.
You want me to be a part of the company? I don't know what to say. I mean, this is all happening kind of fast.
Just tell us your demands, please.
What do I do?
I think you're a superstar. I think they expect you to act like one.
I would like fresh flowers in my room. Rare tropical flowers that smell good. And ice in my dressing room, which should be a palace, and so should Lori's be a palace, and I want a dressing room for my pet bloodhound, too.
And a poodle.
And Lori's poodle. They can bunk in together. But there had better be fresh flowers in there. And ice!
Whatever. Just so long as you produce the hits.
I'll do 6 a week.
6?
No, not 6. 5. But one of them will be for free. I want to do kids or old people one day a week. And I want a Stairmaster. I want a Juice Master. I want a Thigh Master. And I want a Putt Master. And if you can't give it to me, then I'm going back to Des Moines.
Just don't hurt the help. It's whatever you want.
Well, what I want is this guy, because he's fantastic. I love working with him. I'm hoping I pass the audition. Thank you for asking. Let's get creative, okay? I'm thinking for our opening season, Lori as Juliet. Shakespeare in the Sand. You've got casting approval, okay, for your lead. Joan of Arc for our action people. I set you afire. You behead him, right? Experimental. Cats. Wait a second. With people. People as cats. Let's workshop. You're both cats. You're my big cat. I've got a giant cat. Get down. Come on. Creative producer, thank you. Okay, you're the dog.
What?
We've got a dog and a cat, but they hate each other. Right? Chase. Chase. Go, go. Go, kitty, go. So Lori and I are the husband and wife. We have these cats and this dog. We love each of them, but they hate each other, right? So you're the bad cat, and the only thing we can do is trust him.
Cut it out.
Bad kitty. Bad cat. Is this working? Are you liking it?
He's never caught one spy, I'm told. He's never even caught a cold. Got his degree from Disneyland. But he's the last of the secret agents, and he's my man. He's coming spurred in a two-horse race. But people try to understand. He's the last of the secret agents. He's my man. He's the last of the secret agents, and he's my man.